gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh,
Superstock Ram Charger up to the line.
meanwhile, back in the jungle. G. Monet.
It's the Hound. WFMU East Orange. We're back. So Bruce is here.
Yo.
And that was our landlocked surf set.
There it is. Surf bands with no coasts.
Yep. Counting backwards, the Astronauts, who were originally known as the Stormtroopers, RCA made them change their name.
I wonder why.
Bonsai Pipeline. They were from Boulder, Colorado. The Jades from Minneapolis with Surfer Crow. The Venturas from Chicago, Ram Charger. The Vaqueros from Virginia, Minnesota, near Hibbing, with 80-foot wave. And the Trashmen from the surf capital of America, Minneapolis, and Bad News. We're going to have the world debut of the Great Lost Trashmen studio and live material as soon as we can get it.
We had the world debut of it in the van a couple of weeks ago when we played a couple of gigs out of town. Sounds really great. That guy's an animal, their guitar player. He just is out of
Yeah. Hand. Well, last time we did a Trashmen tribute, one of them croaked.
Yeah.
The drummer.
You've got to be careful. With great power comes great responsibility.
Unfortunately, we are irresponsible, and we will do so.
So if we did a Don Henley tribute, do you think that would work?
2 hours and 45 minutes worth of irresponsibility coming your way. What are we going to do today? Let's see. We already got the landlocked surf out of the way. We got an Echo Perplexed set,
mm-hmm.
Blues Hangover. We got a Hillbilly Hangover made up of Dog Style Rejects.
Uh-huh.
Got tons of R&B. We got an Apocalypso set for you World Beat fans. And we got some
WFMU East Orange, World Beat, nothing but world beat.
And we got some Vomology and a Vibe Report and news for morons.
Shocks, surprises.
And once again, I'd like to thank the staff of WFMU for staying the hell out of here.
Yeah, this is great, folks. You probably can't tell by listening to us, but the place is abandoned. We have it down to the skeleton crew, myself, Sally, and of course Brian Redman. On special weapons and tactics, and I think he's loading up a grenade right now from the looks of things.
I think it's a bomber. All right, let's blast off.
Better play some records, man.
Jimmy McCracklin, fellow on guitar on this next song, Lafayette the Thing Thomas. He ended up life as a hose fitter. Think about it, folks.
Try it on. Drive around the block.
Because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
We'll be right back. Come on, baby, just one time tonight. Now let's go!
Vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the nigger.
Looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
Treat you nice. If you don't like it, I can't bear the price. Set up a 20-man committee to do away with this vulgar, animalistic, nigger rock and roll bop.
Meanwhile, back in his knees.
Yeah, well, a little slow on the draw. Here, let me finish answering this phone call.
$10. Yep.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
On the air, so we can't really talk about it, friend. Sorry. Anyway.
Why didn't you tell me? I asked you.
I just looked it up.
Oh, okay.
I don't know off the top of my head. In fact, the top of my head is quite empty today.
Yeah, you're kind of looking like Bob Quine there.
Yeah.
So where are we at? It's radio, Mouth, right? We're like talking live in people's houses?
Right.
Okay, fine.
Okay, I know exactly where we are. We just heard Little Ernest Tucker, Get Me a Satellite. Before that, we heard the Bell Notes with Mickey Baker doing a little moonlighting there on guitar, No Dice. The Jaguars with Charlena, the Vikings and Rock a Little Bit. Why don't you? And then we open up with Jimmy McCracklin and the Wobble, the Mercury version. Better than the Chess version.
So let it be written.
Let it be said. And that's right. There is a. I'll go through some announcements. There is a benefit for WFMU's Legal Defense Fund over at the UMFUG alias CBGB's.
Yeah, I'll just.
Which is at 315 Bowery in Manhattan tonight, featuring.
Which doubled. I saw a movie beginning of the week called Q&A, and it doubled as a gay bar in that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Who's playing Bongwater featuring Ann Magnuson and Kramer?
The lovely and talented Ann Magnuson.
Kramer,
folks.
Who's featured in the hot issue of Rolling Stone as the hot young producer. Das Damian and Jandek, guitar mime, something or other.
And it's a Jandek, I heard on the station before, it's a Jandek, air guitar and lip sync contest.
Mm-hmm.
I guess passes for humor around here.
$10, now. And I guess all that money goes to WFMU's Legal Defense Fund.
And Hilly Crystal's,
Hilly Crystal's
Memorial Book Fund.
Yeah, Hilly Crystal's Pizza Boutique Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see what other announcements. The Sam Brothers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 over
Count
the Tramps tonight. And evidently there was more people on stage than in the audience last night for a nice quiet evening of amazingly great.
They're really cool,
music.
Folks.
Tramps is your place.
And you don't have to get like elbowed and sunburnt on the fairgrounds in New Orleans this weekend to check
yeah.
them out.
Let's see, the Staples Singers at Sweetwater. Great place to see them.
Pop Staples.
Amsterdam and 68th Street. See the
Telecaster Tastemaker, folks.
See the man who invented reverb.
Tremolo?
The A-Bones Wednesday at, what's the name of the place?
40 Worth Street.
And that's exactly
now,
where it is.
Okay, let's discuss this awkwardly on the air. Didn't we go and see, like, Straw or somebody at this place under a different
I
name?
I think so, Roscoe.
It's on, like, West Broadway.
Yeah. It's on West Broadway.
Yeah. So, folks, it's about 4 blocks below Canal on West Broadway. Find Worth Street on your New York City
tourist map. That is Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's us and the Dragsters and the Supertones.
Right.
We're playing last. The music starts around 9:30. I've been asked to tell
and,
you.
And world-famous Blue Jays and Commander Cody at the Lone Star Tuesday.
Tuesday night. Yes, so you can just stay up after that.
Senders at the Continental Divide tonight. And there's another WFMU benefit over at the Velselka Polish Hall on 2nd Avenue Monday night featuring John Zorin.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was at PS 122.
Let me... Wait. I'm pretty sure it's not where it is. Boy, this thing is really a mess, this guide to a... You'd think they would have the FMU benefits.
Yeah, like sort of typed out neatly.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
but
no.
I guess it's a fair exchange for there being nobody here.
Here's one. Okay, Monday. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It is at PS 122. No advance ticket sale.
So where you wrote Veselka, were you trying to spell that right in PS 122?
No, but they had little place cards, if you noticed this week, if you went for your 12-grain cereal in the Veselka.
It always goes for me.
You know, in the napkin holders in the Veselka, they had little place cards for it. Okay, it's PS 122 in Manhattan. John Zorn and friends perform Cobra. That's in 1st Avenue and 9th Street.
A tribute to what? Don Garlitz?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you think it's about?
Donald Curry?
Oh, that band that Steve Cropper was in? The other cocktail instrumental band besides the MGs?
I don't think so. Okay, that's it for renouncements. We could do a little news for morons. We got some. We haven't been on mic for 5 minutes yet.
Yeah, we have been on a while.
Well, no, I'm timing it. What do you make of this one? Don Everly's daughter, Erin Invicta Everly, married Axel Rose this week.
Really?
She's 24. He's 28. What did Dad have to say about that? According to Newsday, the marriage represents the bridging of two eras in rock.
Yeah, if you're a moron.
The harshest form of modern pop music united with a family that pioneered rock and roll in the 50s and 60s. That's right, folks. Axel Rose, my guy. And Erin Invicta Everly, daughter of Don Everly, married Saturday at the Cupid Wedding Chapel in Vegas.
Class.
The chapel's manager said that they came twice before going through with the ceremony. They came at midnight, then they rode around for a few hours in the limo, then they came back, and the chauffeur served as their witness. I guess Pop Everly didn't get to make it there.
I don't know.
So my condolences to Don Everly.
Yeah.
Boy.
Gee whiz.
Let's see. Oh, boy. I like this one. Frustrated Long Island man crashed an automatic teller machine when it swallowed his bank card, then mooned the security cameras when it caught him in the act. Truck driver Tony Ross, age 25, of Rocky Point. Maybe he's in the phone book. Call him up and congratulate him.
Yeah, I think he deserves your congratulations,
has been
folks.
Painting the town red, then he ran out of money at 3 a.m. He stuck his bank into an ATM.
Stuck his bank card, Mr. Hand.
Stuck his bank card into an ATM Fidelity Savings Bank branch on Hempstead Turnpike in East Meadow and asked for $100. The machine swallowed up his card, refused to spit it out, so he went out to the truck, got a tire iron, and did $20,000 worth of damage. Then he mooned the machine. He was arrested, charged with criminal mischief, and released on $1,500 bail. Well, he did do the right thing.
Yeah, I think ultimately.
So rarely
I don't think we can legally advocate that sort of behavior, but there you go.
But we will illegally advocate it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got some more trashy, stupid rock and roll for you.
That's convenient.
How about that?
Good.
Oh, my Pete and Jimmy, So Wild.
So wild. folks. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound, WFMU, East Orange, 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Mr. Everett, we'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Hey, Mr. Trash Man. How much will you take your homeless poor mess away? How much will you take your homeless poor mess away? Why don't you do that? That's how I'm gonna run to pay. There is him, my little doggy. He got away from me. There is him, my little doggy. He got away from me. If you hit him with your big truck, I'll be in such misery. I can got such a load. Mama, tell me that it's all gotta go, trash man. How much you take? How much you take? Your whole is whole, that's away. Such a long, the mama told me that it's all gotta go, trash man. How much you want?
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Crying, baby, I'm crying. My heart is full of pain. Tears are rolling down, just like the falling rain. Come back to me. I beg on bended knees. Won't you please forgive me? Put my heart at ease. Crying, baby, I'm crying. Like I never cried before. Just can't take no more. Won't you come back to me? Crying, baby, I'm crying like I never cried before. Just can't take no more.
FM, and this is the Hound right here.
You know, I told you before, man, I'm a fan. I like your style.
My baby works in a hot dog stand, making them hot dogs as fast as you can. Up steps the cat and yells, don't be slow. Give me two hot dogs ready to go. Hot dog! She's my baby, hot dog, driving crazy, hot dog, don't mean maybe, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. In the cool of the evening when the sun goes down, all the chicks and the cats are gathered round. They order hot dogs and red soda pop, then they head down the road to a hip cat hop. Hot dog, she's my baby, hot dog, driving crazy, hot dog, don't mean baby, you ought to see my baby, it's a hot dog stand. I'm a baby of a night at 12. She closes up the shop and then we lose herself. And I hit cap hop in a crazy way. We were doing the bob at the break of day. Hot dog! She's my baby, hot dog! Drive me crazy, hot dog! Don't mean maybe, don't I see my baby with the hot dog stand? Well, all of the cats have been hanging around, trying to get my baby to put me down. She either don't hear or she either don't care, or maybe it's the way that I part my hair. Hot dog! She's my baby, hot dog! Don't mean baby, hot dog! Drive me crazy! Don't I see my baby at the hot dog stand?
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
I got a rock and roll girl, and she rock and roll all the time. I got a rock and roll girl, and she rock and roll all the time. But when the music starts to play, she goes all out of her mind. I picked up my baby about a 8:30 to take her out on an evening date. Uptown to dig the sound. She started rocking so much I had to hold her down. I got a rock and roll girl. She rock and roll all the time. I got a rock and roll girl, and she rock and roll all the time. When the music starts to play, she goes all out of her mind. Broadway, to my surprise, took the rocket that Jocko ride. The marquee's red, see the great, dig the show from outer space. Well, inside it was high and wide, the people was rocking from side to side. Me and my baby was a little bit late. She started rocking and rolling all over the place. I got a rock and roll girl, and she rock and roll all the time. I got a rock and roll girl, and she rock and roll all the time. And if she keep on rocking, I know she gonna lose her mind.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Ooh, it's the Hound. WFMU, East Orange.
Yes, it is.
That was Billy Lamont, also from East Orange, with I Got a Rock and Roll Gal, who rock and rolls all the time, as some rock and roll gals are wont to do.
Mm.
Buck Owens, hot dog, since baseball season is sort of starting. Great think piece.
When does baseball season start?
Great think piece in news day yesterday on can anybody here play this game National and American League style?
Yeah.
Let's see, we heard Stick
Herman. How about those Brewers?
Oh, God. Stick Herman crying. Kairi, or as the label on this particular copy, the VG minus one says, mm-hmm. Shane Kairi. I lent the VG plus one to somebody.
Yeah.
Hank Bauer and the Midnighters and the Coffee Grind. Right. You know, Bruce is doing it right now. And we opened up with Pete and Jimmy, so wild. It was not me and Peter Townsend.
So you're the lucky TV viewer this week.
I was the lucky TV viewer.
You caught both things.
I caught Madonna on Arsenio.
Advocating spanking in the home.
Right, where it belongs. And,
and what's her name on Joan Rivers?
And, what's her face?
Angie.
Angie. Well, Joe, you know, both Howard Stern and Joan Rivers missed an amazing opportunity for what was on everybody else's mind. You know, as in case you don't know, folks, Angie Bowie, who was married to Dave Bowie,
yeah.
Carrot-headed rock superstar.
Androgyne.
Let's say she came home and found her husband in bed with Mick Jagger.
And they were naked and everything, okay?
Yeah, she did not even think to ask who was on top.
Yeah, who was pitching?
I would imagine...
Who was throwing the slider?
Yeah, I would imagine Dave's a catcher, but who knows?
I don't want to think about it, man. Two skinny English guys? Yuck.
Yeah, well, the worst part of it is that they wrote that stupid song. You know, David Bowie always maintained that song was about him, that Angie. And me and Roscoe, like morons, paid our $35 to go to Shea Stadium and see those old hairdressers run around on stage.
Uh-huh.
The stage was nice. And we had to sit through that song, and you couldn't buy beer after the Stones went on. So, like I said, folks, you know, anybody out there wishing to stalk a celebrity, Mick Jagger, he lives in Manhattan. He's ripe for it.
Riper than Sting? I think not.
Well, I'll tell
you. Mick Jagger didn't write An Englishman in New York. You ever hear that on K-Rock?
They both live on the Upper West Side. You might be able to get them both if you have a bicycle.
If you could get them to line up, yeah.
Next year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Awards, maybe?
This is for you, Hound.
Got a dagger for your Jagger. Oh. What else? Well, Well, the Madonna Arsenio thing, that was obviously planned out. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't all that great. But she did, they were gay baiting each other, which was nice. There were all those rumors. Oh.
The rumors of haggardry on her part. And
yeah. Also in the rock news, I think Chuck Berry is once again in court. Let me see if I can find the...
They should just, like, make him a cot there, you know?
St. Charles, Missouri. Is that they renamed St. Louis after Chuck Berry. St. Charles is now known as St. Charles, Missouri.
He's been canonized?
Right.
I didn't even know he was cast.
As it says here, rock and roll legend Chuck Berry has gone to court to get back videotapes that brought him unwanted attention in a lawsuit. Suit was filed in December by a former cook at Berry's Southern Air restaurant in nearby Wentzville. Charged that Berry made use of videotapes of the cook and other women who were changing their clothes and using the restroom. He had a remote camera in the ladies' room.
For goodness sakes, Chuck, grow up.
The ex-cook, Hosanna A. Huck, age 48, alleged that Berry had placed concealed cameras in the ceiling and the action she called patently and highly offensive. Now, Berry, age 63, filed a suit last week in St. Charles County Circuit Court to demand the return of those tapes, which he says were stolen from his home. Berry's lawyer, Wayne Schoenberg, says he believes Huck and her lawyer have the tapes. Berry's lawsuit charges that his privacy was invaded because Huck publicly disclosed private matters concerning Berry without his permission.
I see. Across state lines.
Yes, it's tough being a legend, being a rock legend.
Well, the Albert Fish Award for the week goes to Jesse Lucky Tefero. No. Convicted cop killer Jesse Tefero yesterday met as violent and messy an end as did his two victims. When the hooded executioner first threw the switch on the electric chair at 7:07 a.m., flames shot out 6 inches from Tefero's masked head. Right. For 4 minutes, says here in the Daily News, Tefero continued to breathe and slowly nod his head as the current was repeatedly turned on and off. Each time the 2,000 volts, folks, count them, and 14 amps of electricity were sent coursing through Tefero's body, flames shot out and smoke rose from under the black mask covering his face. This is the first time I've ever seen visible sparks and flames coming from the head, said veteran associate press reporter Ron Ward, who has witnessed 11 executions. Must be a fun-loving guy. Wow. Tefero, wan, thin, his brown eyes piercing and angry, had these last words before the executioners fixed the faulty headpiece to his shaved skull. Quote, well, I'd like to say that the death penalty as applied in the states, especially in Florida, is very arbitrary and capricious. I think it's very unfair. I think it's time that everyone wakes up to see that the same laws that can go against crime can go against you tomorrow, or at least like set the room on fire.
I thought if they didn't get you, I guess this is like a Middle Ages law. If they didn't get you on the first try, they couldn't execute you again. But I guess that's not true.
Yeah, and Santa Claus lives in the North Pole.
Also from the Capitol Punishment Desk. This is from Olympia, Washington.
A very gray and foreboding desk, folks.
The identity of Washington's hangman can be kept secret, a judge ruled. Unlike the guy in Florida who's pretty proud of his work.
Yeah.
Thurston County Superior Court Judge Daniel, Danny B, we'll call him, I can't pronounce his name, found that the disclosure of the man's identity probably would block the execution of convicted triple murderer Charles Rodman Campbell. That's when you made it in the murder business, folks, when they used three names.
Yeah. John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
What was Dean Corll's middle name?
Charles Lucky Manson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Charles Full of Fun Manson.
Prison officials believe the executioner to be the nation's only qualified hangman. And he has made it clear, it's a dying art, folks.
Yeah.
And he made it clear that he will perform
the
job only if his identity and hometown are kept a secret. So the ACLU ACLU filed a request with the state prison authority seeking the name and qualifications of the hangman. Hopefully he's better than the electrician down in Florida anyway.
Yeah, it was in the sponge apparently. They used a new synthetic sponge and that just kind of torched.
Oh, is that what happened? Anyway, judge up there in Washington has ruled that they don't have to reveal his name. Anyway, the last hanging in the United States, I guess, was in Iowa in 1965, and the last one in Washington was in 1963. That's not counting lynchings, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it says WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound. And what else do you have to know? It's time for Blues Hangover.
The Cruel and Unusual Blues Hangover?
Yes, the Cruel and Unusual Blues Hangover with, we'll kick it off Robert Nighthawk.
We feel it's constitutionally supportable, this Blues Hangover, folks.
The ACLU would not complain. One and two. Where is it?
I don't know. Is that there somewhere?
There it
Here
is.
It comes.
Now I woke up this morning feeling bad, thinking about the good time that I won't have had. I want to move. Gonna move to Kansas City. Gonna move to Kansas City, mama. I'll be running all night. Now it's placed on Main Street, right down Deal. Looking for the woman that you call Lucille. Can't move. Can't move to Kansas City. Can't move to Kansas City, mama. I'll be running all night.
Pick me up some ribs and a hot pepper and some potato salad and bring me some Louisiana hot sauce and some white bread and one of them big red soda waters, all right? Say, man, wait up. I'll just go with you. Say, man, look here. Let's take your car, right? I'm a little low on gas. And say, man, how about you loan me five so I can get some of that fine Queen Bee barbecue?
Yes. Queen Bee barbecue.
That show is a fine barbecue. I don't need lots of barbecue places now. Let me tell you about it. Queen Bee is the best barbecue there is.
Barbecue.
Oh, it's so good.
That man don't love you. He told me so. He's only doing that, baby, to you. Break up your home when things go wrong. So wrong with you. It hurt me so. It hurt me so. That man don't love you. I know he don't. He's only driving you to the girl. Loving the girl next door. Things go wrong, so wrong with you. It hurts me so, it hurts me so. You know you don't love me. You know you don't. go ahead and leave me, baby. Don't make me cry when things go wrong. So wrong with you. It hurts me so. It hurts me so.
Something brand new at Queen Bee Barbecue. Now, Queen Bee gets a drive-through window.
Barbecue, please.
Yeah, say, baby, give me some of that barbecue chicken. Give me one wang and a show thigh. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Would you like some fries?
Yeah. Fries? Say, girl, what's the matter with you? Give me some pigskin. You got pigskin?
Yes, we do. We got pigskin.
Yeah, well, look here. Give me some pigskin, baby, all right? How much is that?
That's $1.84.
Oh, well, wait just a minute, baby. Oh, yeah, give me a small red soda water with that, all right? And be sure to put some extra napkins in a stack, all right, baby?
Yes, sir.
Give me some extra salt, too.
Would you drive through, please?
Brand new at Queen Bee. And it's waiting for you. Drive through and see. And enjoy Queen Bee Barbecue. So good.
No!
That's all Nate's Famous. That's right. Now you can get that fine tasting barbecue whenever you take the mind to it. Say, Matt, we split that little game just in time.
Joe,
yeah, man.
I think the police are on, man.
Say, but I was rolling them hot, weren't I?
Joe.
Yeah, but say, did you count your bread yet, man?
Joe did. Say, man, where we headed?
Say, man, we finna go over to Queen Bee Barbecue and eat about 50 pound of rib, man. Can you dig it?
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Say, man, turn the jam up for me. Yeah, baby, look here. I need six order of rib, two quarter potato salad, four pimple, peanut roundup, and one move by, baby. And bring it all fair because I am one hungry man. Look out now.
Say, man.
Say, do you hear what I hear, man?
Hey, baby, can you hear that out of that big hurry?
Oh, man, how the dude know where we was, man?
When a man need barbecue after three, ain't but one place to go, and that's Queen Bee.
Now, everybody knows Queen Bee never closed. So good.
Portion of the Big Bill Collins Show has been brought to you by City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. City Barbecue specializes in barbecue ribs, rib tips, hot Lincolns, and also shrimps. That's at City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. For the best in barbecue, where will you get it? In the snap of one place. That's City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue. Located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. When you drive up in there, tell Big Bad Henry that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show.
Don't take a man, a red woman, a honey baby, ever be your friend. I'll take the same man back again. telegram will make it here.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Hound there. WFMU.
Hound there.
East Orange. 91.1 on your dial. So if you're in the wrong place, you can turn it off now. That was Frankie Lee Sims with Married Woman from the LP Flamin' Groovies, My Way. Counting backwards, Doc Russ, the blues proctologist with Biscuit Bacon Mama. Johnny Williams with Fat Mouth, John Lee Hooker, It Hurts Me So. You'd all be glad to know that they have that preserved on a CD now with the cheesy organ and
with the,
all.
With the guy falling asleep on the organ periodically, yeah. Like nodding.
We open up with Robert Nighthawk in Kansas City. And what are we doing?
I don't know.
We got some news. I don't know. Let's do some more news. Then we can renounce, and then we'll play a few records, and then we'll vibe, and then we'll vom.
And then vibe and vom.
And then we'll vamoose.
That's it, folks. The good Lord's willing. The Springfield, Illinois pediatrician reports in a medical journal that one of his patients was scared into constipation by a television commercial that showed a toilet turning into a biting monster.
Hate when that happens.
Dr. V. Percentillo R. Pillapill, writing in the April issue of Pediatrics, said a 3-year-old boy was brought to his office for treatment of constipation after the youngster refused to use the family bathroom at home. It's like the guy in the feelies. The child's functions had all been normal throughout his short life, and he had been thoroughly toilet trained. Thoroughly.
Maybe a little
for six
too
months,
thoroughly.
The doctor said. But when the boy started refusing to move his bowels and eventually would do so only in a diaper while standing up. I'm sorry. Then he refused to say why the child... He refused to say why the sudden change in habits. Finally, Pillapel writes, he gave in to his mother's constant asking and told her that he had seen a television commercial in which a toilet bowl was portrayed as turning into a monster with the seat cover making a chomping movement. This image scared him from again sitting on the toilet, the doctor wrote. He feared it would, quote, get him, end quote. Pillapel said the patient is now being encouraged to use the toilet and the family is having some success, although not consistently. So, folks, send your cards and letters.
Ooh. I guess it's PSA time. Now, the fellow who called in with the thing in Jersey City for us to PSA,
yeah.
It's nowhere to be found. I really
sorry,
did
bud.
Try hard. Try faxing it in again later.
Like during somebody else's show.
Well, we don't have the key to where the fax machine is, so we can't get it. Okay, let's do it. Okay, we got a PSA. I got one. I got it. I'm working on it. Let's see. Oh.
WFMU with you in mind.
Okay, I got one. Everyone doesn't walk away from an accident. Everyone doesn't get off easily, and some don't get off alive. But in New Jersey today, more than 10,000 accident victims are alive, working and walking.
because they took a simple precaution. When danger struck, they buckled up. Use your safety straps and belts, and if danger strikes you, you too can be saved by the Belt Club. For more information, call 201-783-9313.
Well, I'm just speculating, what more information would you need? Like, people that have trouble, like, figuring out how to connect the things up?
I don't know. How to get them installed on a motorcycle, maybe?
I don't know. How to get them installed in the workplace.
Yeah. Okay, well, we got 10 minutes to vibe time, so let's just spin a few more discs.
There's an idea.
If you missed it last week, it was the day before Hazel Atkins' birthday, and Billy Miller has treated us with an advance one cut from the upcoming Hazel Atkins LP, Peanut Butter Rock and Roll, which we'll have as soon as they get some pressed up. And here is that one cut.
Again?
We played it 2 weeks in a row.
Okay. It's your show, man.
Took my baby out in the yard tonight. You know my baby would hold me tight. Took my baby out in the yard tonight. You know my baby wouldn't hold me tight. When I had my baby do a kiss me, she said, took my baby out. Yeah, they done me right. Yeah, took my baby out. Yeah, they done me right. When I told my baby that I wanted a kiss, she said, you know,
I don't like you.
Well, why can't you love me like the way I love you? Well, why can't my baby love me the way, yeah, I love her? That's what I said. Why can't you love me the way I love you? I said, oh, baby, why don't you let me hold you tight? I said, baby, why don't you let me hold you tight?
You know I don't love you.
Well, they must have designed me wrong that you don't want me. Well, they must have designed me wrong that you don't love me. Well, baby, baby, somebody tell me is I do the right or wrong. I take you out, buy you anything that you want. I take you out, I bet you everything that you want. And when I want a kiss, you say that you won't.
You don't let me.
Well, that ain't done me right. No, that ain't done me right. That ain't done me right. But it's okay.
I'll get along. Heck, oh.
I believe I'll do y'all a favorite song. Goes like this here.
Now, cat, don't touch that gal there, please. 'Cause you get wasted down to your knees. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I'll do. 'Cause I'm like poison ivy. I'll break out all over you. I bought me a plate, one I could afford. Too long to be a knife and too short to be a sword. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I'll do. Hear me talk, 'cause I'm like poison ivy. I'll break out all over you. Last night some cat got smart with my niece. Rest in peace. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I'll do. Hey. 'Cause I'm like poison ivy. I'll break out all over you.
me or I'll cut my throat. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I'll do. Cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. I don't claim to be bad, don't claim to be strong. I just like to keep bad people from doing me wrong. So I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I'll do. Hear me talk, cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Old MacDonald had a farm. Oh, and on his farm he had some chicks.
Back in the jungle.
Right.
Well, that certainly was sort of a mantelpiece, wasn't it?
You like that, huh? The Velvet Angels with Old MacDonald.
The Velvet Underground Angels. Yes,
yeah. Oh, boy, what else did we hear?
Nothing. That's all there was.
We heard Wilbur Harrison with Poison Ivy. We opened up with Hazel Atkins' Let's Go Out Tonight from the upcoming LP, Peanut Butter, Rock and Roll.
And remember, folks, Hazel Atkins records exclusively for Norton Records, not DJ Jamboree or nothing like that.
Or Big Beat.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I had a thought on my mind, but it up and left.
Yeah,
anyway.
Must be the first time,
sort of,
huh?
Time for the Vibe Report. Where is that?
No, it's actually, it's about...
Where is
that?
We
got a minute to kill.
We got a minute to kill?
So count with us together, won't you, folks? Let's pretend it's New Year's Eve, 1999.
Let's go through the announcements.
Okay.
Tonight there's a benefit for WFMU's Legal Defense Fund.
Worthy
featuring
cause.
Bong, Water, and Das Damian
Bong,
and Jandek at
Bong,
CBGB's.
Bong, Water featuring the lovely and talented Ann Magnus.
Yeah. We're at Woody's.
In the Village.
The Flat Duo Jets, they got a gig somewhere pretty soon.
Yeah, well,
right?
They're opening for the Cramps at the Ritz, which
don't
I guess you
go
can
to the
miss.
Ritz.
But then I think Todd's booked them at Maxwell's like sometime.
Yeah,
around.
I think they've got...
Should check them out. They're,
anybody
they're
goes
utterly
to the,
hysterical.
If you go to the Ritz, you'd be paying like $30 to get pushed around by bouncers and treated like a piece of trash by the mafia.
And that's the weird thing with the Cramps is, like, during those years I wasn't paying attention. Apparently they became like some kind of hardcore band or something because people like stage dive and throw themselves from great heights onto the stage when they play.
Yeah.
It's truly bizarre.
I don't know. Anyway, still coming up today, we still have our Apocalypso set. And we got the Hillbilly Hangover of Dog Style Rejects. And coming up soon is the
Bomb.
So
don't turn off the gas yet, folks.
But right now, we got his Airline and a little...
Atomic batteries to power, turbines to speed. Hello, Lori.
You there, Sco?
Yes.
Hold on, we got the big moment today. Hey, Lori, let's see what Lori S. is wearing. Oh, kind of cold, the cold weather look.
Yeah.
I saw her on my block the other day in some high cutoffs and red tights underneath. Good look.
Or the cutoff jeans with the red tights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I saw
Roscoe like 5 minutes
ago. Yep. You gotta slit those cutoffs up the side just another inch or so. Okay.
Okay, she says.
Roscoe.
How about it?
What's going on?
Well, I'm enduring to persevere or endeavoring or whatever.
Uh-huh. Enduring the... We will prevail?
Something like that.
Endure?
We are family.
So what it is? How's the apartment hunt?
What?
How's the apartment hunt?
Apartment search is dismal.
678-7743. If you get Roscoe an apartment...
we'll act like we like him.
Where does it have to be and how much does it have to cost?
Well...
Lower Manhattan, under $500, win a dog-style cassette.
Oh, well, anywhere right around 5 beans.
And a top 10 pick.
Five beans, and you know what? If somebody...
Under five beans.
Well, I mean, I could go to five if I had to. I'm experiencing the realities that is Manhattan.
But what about all these idiots that keep going, you know, rents? I hear rents are going down, man.
Yeah, you know what that means?
What?
The $1,500 apartments are down to $1,350.
No, I think I get the picture.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, yeah. Draw me one.
So you have to have some sort of legal matrimonial union.
Folks, you don't want to see Roscoe living in Tompkins Square Park.
Definitely not.
So, that's 201-678-7743. You get a dog stock cassette, a top 10 pick, and a hair from Il Bruce's head.
Yeah.
Also, I might even, if someone did this, I might even take off a month on the Vibe Report.
Oh, the phones are lighting up. Good Lord. People are giving away their apartments now. Your neighbors may even move for that.
I wish they would.
So what is today's Vibe? I can't... What are we talking about?
Quel Vibe, monsieur?
What were you guys talking about?
I don't know.
We're talking about Lori.
See, being all alone in the house and getting to do whatever we want, we did whatever we want, and now I can't remember a thing.
Yeah, it's
oh,
a problem.
Really? Great. I mean, all those squares that are usually hanging out, all those people that, those, like, short guys that are so jealous of the hound and his radio power are gone.
Is that what they are?
Somebody's ringing the back doorbell, so they might have just arrived.
Chigs up.
Top button college radio types.
Not one of them in the house.
Oh, great. Fire it up.
Hey, what do you got playing in the background?
Hey, what
there?
Is it, the New York City street sound effects record?
No, it's a blaxploitation record that was made by everyone's favorite baggy suit jerk, David Byrne.
Roscoe, where are you?
I'm at the pharmacy.
Oh. Now we understand.
Me and ML just brunched, but, you know, I thought this would be a good thing to rant about, you know, because, you know, like... You know,
a blaxploitation record.
Some people call it exposure. I call it exploitation. The guy just ran out of songs, so he went down to like South America, got some guys, who usually work some kind of seasonal job that involves some crop or another, and you know, raped them for their songs. Of course, Sire went for it immediately.
Yeah,
they paid
course.
Twice what they normally get. And got himself a new loft.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's going to be featured in the next Jonathan Demme movie,
and the album
no
is
doubt.
Called Coffee She'll Cream You on Sire Records and Tapes.
I don't know.
Bummer.
Yeah, that's kind of the Vibe, you know. It's brunch. Warner was here. We brunched. We ran everyone out of here. There's only about 5 people left.
Great.
I'm about to go down to the Sculpture Garden to catch a little...
Rock with the Rivington School?
Yeah, a little abuse. You know, the sun was out. Is it out over there?
No.
It's like it's gone back into hiding.
It's out for a little bit. You know.
I see.
I guess you know what this could be? This could be on the rare occasion of a short Vibe Report.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll have to make it an extra long bomb set.
Okay, and big amps to everybody.
Big amps right back at you, Sco.
Big amps. fingers in steel, as Ross the Boss would say.
Well, remember, folks, it's not how many notes you play, it's how much hate you put into each note.
It's
so
how
true.
Much hate you pack into each note.
Pack, sorry.
Aloha,
Roscoe.
What are you playing in the Vom set?
Well, right now I got Louie Louie by the Swamp Rats queued up. Maybe you'll hear it coming out of apartments on Avenue A on your walk down to the Sculpture Garden.
Probably. Maybe you just hear more David Byrne.
More, it's, God, this David Byrne thing is tedious.
Ooh.
It's just a whining, you know.
$2 words from the $300,000 man.
I heard a great rumor that one time he had a nervous breakdown and believed he was a chicken.
I believe that. My mom heard a Talking Heads record one time, and, what did she say? Something like, oh, I bet you this kid's mom is really a wreck. So, with that, I'll leave you guys while I go and pursue another ridiculous New York story of my own.
Okay, Roscoe.
Big amps.
Aloha.
Aloha.
There it is. Another week, another vibe.
Get Roscoe an apartment, somebody. Folks, come on. If you're within the sound of my voice.
Right. Anyway, okay, it's
people?
Time. It's time for that much-promised Vomology. Hit it.
Thank you.
This is a hit! This is a...
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Thank you.
This is a hit!
Sing that song, see if you can figure out who's knocking on my door, okay? Or who's knocking on your door? That could be the Vice Squad knocking on everybody's door. Hey, I hit on that door! Do 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 do.
Right. You find the Hound and El Bruch enjoying the musical sounds of the legendary Stardust Cowboy.
It's like a 2 minute and 50 second vacation, isn't
that,
it?
That's really one of the few records I think the remake is better than the original. The original is the, you know, the flip side of the original Paralyzed. I like that version better. Our pal Mike Buck on drums. That is the Ledge. Who's that knocking?
Mike Buck joined us on stage in D.C. and performed Cadillac.
Should have done that one. It's in your key.
It's true.
Counting backwards, we heard the Trogs with Come Now. Rocky Erickson and the Spades with We Sell Soul. Boy, do they. The Rocky update is he's not in jail for stealing his neighbor's mail. He's been confined to a mental institution.
For stealing his neighbor's mail.
Right. Flash Cadillac and the Continental Kids, Mule Skinner Blues. Didn't notice any similarities between that and the version that the Cramps just released?
Yeah, there's a shock.
Like note for note of that arrangement. And we opened up with the Swamp Rats, Louis Square. We got another version of Louie Louie coming up in our Apocalypso set coming up a little later. We got some news there, Elbruch. Is there anything left worth reporting, or should we just...
Not that I see.
We could have Sally do her condom story if we can find it.
What? How about it, as the man says?
From the immoral enclosure department.
A high school student has been kicked off the ballot for student body president after he distributed about 100 condoms to classmates adorned with a sticker that said, "Be safe, vote for Pat Lee." Enterprising young guy, huh?
So he was thrown off the student council, or just he wasn't allowed to run?
Kicked off the ballot.
Oh, yeah. Where was this?
Anaheim, California, where they have school outside. So.
Well, geez, it's a little harsh, but...
My opponent is like really well known, said Lee. I needed a gimmick. You know, he sounds like a real politician to me.
Yeah.
They grow them smart in Anaheim, just ask Ward Dotson.
Principal Ray Dunn said Lee's action was a very severe violation of the school's campaign rule mandating that all advertisements must be in good taste.
Yeah. Or taste good. I assume condoms are neither.
Yeah.
If only Dan Quayle would have thought of that.
That's true. Get the Secret Service guy to come by and grab one after he's gone.
Yeah.
The photo opportunities in this political life.
Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange.
No question about it.
We got the legal ID a little early. Let's do this hillbilly hangover set. Now, we got the style cassette all made up. Uh-huh. In fact, let me go get one.
We're going.
back over here.
Okay.
He's going back over there.
And they'll be mailing out these prizes.
Far away.
One of these days.
Eventually we'll get around to mailing out the prizes.
I thought Brian said we were keeping all the prizes this year.
Oh. Well, I got this dog stock cassette. I just made it this week, so it'll be going out. And this next set of stuff that I rejected is not being filthy enough. So for the dog style, I really did get 90 minutes of stuff that we could never play on the air. Except for what you hear spliced in is on the dog style in its unedited form. We're going to hear some edited Elvis phone sex filth, courtesy of the Vanilla Bean.
What a guy.
Okay, let's go.
It takes a mean picture, by the way.
Yeah, let's just kick it off with Hartman's Heartbreakers. Rejected from the dog style is not filthy enough. But,
folks, you be the jury.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Fantasize about mutual masturbation.
Okay, what do you mean? Me masturbating and makers?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Bobby, I'll tell you what. Right now, I'm going to start slipping my panties down right below my knees.
We're going.
Oh, yeah, my secret.
Hold it.
I want to talk about Elvis Presley now.
You want to talk about Elvis Presley?
Yeah, why are you doing it?
While I'm doing it?
Yeah, why are you doing it? I want you to talk about Elvis Presley.
Talk about him?
Yeah.
What about him?
I want you to talk about his hit records and Colonel Tom and his dog and his daughter Priscilla and her boyfriend Sean Penn. I want to talk about everything.
Oh, while you're talking now?
Yeah, no, but both of us are.
Oh.
Together, mutually.
Okay, well, darling, I'm...
And the army were sweethearts. They had a quarrel one day. Frankie accused her Johnny of giving his Peter away to a gal, and he was doing her wrong. So Frankie went down to the whorehouse. She went in and rang in a bell. She said, "Stand back, all you whores and pimps, or I blow you all into hell. You've got my man, and he's doing me wrong." Well, one whore said to Frankie, said, "Looky here, young gal, we've got your loving Johnny, and he's back here giving a tale. He is your man, and he's doing me wrong." So Frankie went down to that saloon. He took with her a gun. She said, "Stand back, you red-headed whore, 'cause I'm gonna blow you in one. You got my man, and he's doing me wrong."
Oh, yeah, and
that's
I just love Elvis Presley. I go to his house all the time.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, I've been inside that mansion. It's really nice. He's got that, guitar-shaped swimming pool and everything.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it's really nice.
Oh.
His daughter is always screwing around. And she, you know, you always read in the Inquirer about something about Elvis Presley's daughter. Oh, yeah, and I just thought it was really bad when he died, you know. I thought it was really bad. And you ain't nothing but a hound dog. It's a really good, very good record. I thought it was really good.
I can stand the blues 10,000 times a year. I can stand the blues 10,000 times a year. But I can't stand the blues of my mouse's ear. She's gonna lose it when I shift my gear. De-o-de-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Got the mouse's ear blues, and I'm southern bound. Got the mouse's ear blues, and I'm southern bound. I'm leaving town now. I'm going back to Carolina, to old Charlottetown. The other day, all the day, all the day, my mouse is here, she's just like a polka dot. My mouse is here, just like a polka dot.
cause she got so doggone hot, man, man. The other day, gonna take my mouse's ear for a midnight ride. Gonna take my mouse's ear for a midnight ride. I sure am now. Gonna use my old straight eight, cause it's long and wide.
Wait a minute, son. What are you yodeling about?
Well, what's the matter?
Now, listen, you tend to your business, see? This is my mouse's ear, and I'll do the yodeling, so you just keep out of it.
Talk about Elvis some
more. Oh, yeah, Elvis Presley is my favorite fan. I saw him in concert when he looked real bad, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He was real fat, and he just looked like he could die any minute, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Are you coming for me?
Start singing It's All Right, Mama.
It's all right, Mama. Oh, yeah, baby,
Sing it.
It's all right, Mama. That's all right with me. That's all right, baby. Oh, yeah, baby, just give it to me.
It's all right, Mama, come on.
Oh, yeah, baby, right, I want you to give it to me now.
It's all right for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
It's all right, Mama.
I've got a gal, oh what a gal, she weighs 200 pounds, but she is just my kind of gal, the best one I have found. Can she pet, oh how she pets, why each night in the fall, I take my corn-fed mama out, and it's where it is dark. Oh, she takes a little, what's it, where she goes, a little funny, what's it, always shows, but when she struts down the street, a little, what's it, KBB, cause she's not too fat, she's not too thin, but where she sticks out, she should cave in. She takes a little what's it where she goes, and her what's it never grows. But when she struts right down the street, her little what's it can't be beat. But she's my gal, my dog-faced gal, from Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay.
Sing It's All Right, Mama again.
That's all right, baby. That's all right, honey. That's all right, baby.
Come on, I'm just about to come.
I don't know the rest of the song.
What's that?
I don't know the rest.
Which Elvis song do you know?
Well, I don't know, Dad, but we only have 30 seconds on this line. You better come for me. I'm going to hang up the phone, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Dad, just pop it for me. Oh, yeah, just come for me.
Because I love you too much, baby.
Oh, yeah, Dad.
What you doing to me?
That right, oh,
because I...
Oh, yeah, shoot it for me. Mm-hmm, baby, did you come for me?
Huh?
Did you come?
Yeah, how'd you like to sing it?
I really enjoyed it. That's the first time I've ever had any kind of, you know, really talk about Elvis on the phone as a sexual fantasy.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was different.
Okay, next time we'll do Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yeah.
Okay, well, can we do, let's see, maybe Michael Jackson sometime too?
Sure, sometime in the near future.
Okay, well,
and maybe one night you could strap on a dildo and we'll do Boy George.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care, Trisha.
Okay.
I left the party early. It was scarcely after nine. And by some sad misfortune, their room lay next to mine. And like old brave Columbus, new regions to explore, I took up my position at the keyhole in the door. They began then to unrobing. She took off her white dress. Likewise, some undergarment, some 50 more or less. I could not say for certain, but I think it was a score. I could not count correctly through the keyhole and the door. Then down upon the carpet, she sank so gracefully and pulled her spotted linen above her snow-white knee. The dainty sky blue garter above each knee she wore. It was one glorious picture through the keyhole and the door. My hair stood up like bristles on a wild and angry boar. My lord, I felt like jumping through the keyhole and the door. Then down upon her pillow, she laid her weary head. The lights, they were extinguished, and darkness filled the bed. No use to stay there longer, for I knew the show was o'er. So I gave up my position at the keyhole and the door.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
No, wouldn't want to do that. Anyway, Hound Deer, that was Hillbilly Hangover, or as we're calling it today, the Yodeling in the Canyon set.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Jimmy Davis of Louisiana, Keyhole in the Door. Jimmy Rogers, What's It? Cliff Carlisle with Mouse Ear Blues. Gene Autry, Frankie and Johnny. And Hartman's Heartbreakers featuring Betty Lou with Give It to Me, Daddy. And in between there, we heard the Vanilla Bean and the Elvis.
Doing what he does best.
Sex. Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, it is amazing.
Oh, anyhow, we got some bad news here.
What do you got?
It's really bumming me out. Universal City, California, show business career of Axel, the great Cheek Parakeet, came to a crushing end only hours before he was to make his national television debut on The Tonight Show.
Man, the good die young, it's true.
Yep. David Cotta, a San Jose student, said Thursday that his bird Axel was killed when Cotta's roommate Chris Potast fell asleep and rolled on top of the bird in the hotel room provided by NBC. The bird was sleeping next to my roommate on the bed, and my roommate fell asleep next to him and rolled over on little Axel. He got home at 2 a.m., looked for the bird, and he couldn't find him. I woke up Chris, and Axel was underneath him dead. Chris didn't think he could fall asleep. The bird, said Cotta, had a great personality. He was buried near Universal Studios. I'm upset, and Chris is pretty upset with himself, said Cotta, who sent the Tonight Show a videotape of Axel in action getting prize booking for Thursday night's program. It was pretty exciting.
I actually watched Thursday night's program. They made fun of him, and then they bought him a new bird. They brought the guy out, gave him a new bird.
Bird's the word. The one-year-old bird named after the lead singer of the band Guns N' Roses, also known as Mr. Everly nowadays, could roll over, turn around, do a flip on someone's finger, stand on his head, put a beer cap in a cup, and play dead. Unfortunately, he couldn't lift a college student off of his little body.
Mm-hmm. Axel, we'll miss you. 1 year in show business.
I wish the other Axel would have went.
I think if you rolled over on him, you'd probably smush him. I don't know.
We got a list here of the
19
desires of the National Chastity Association. I think we can leave those for some other time.
I think that's a dumb
guess.
Guess
what number 13 is? To marry someone who never lies to anyone about anything except in the cases when someone's life or body is threatened.
Now, do these people live on Earth?
I don't know. They live in Chicago, it says here.
Mm.
There is a place, the National Chastity Association.
Let's
come to that, folks. Anyway, we got this Apocalypso set. I don't know what to tell you about it. You just got to hear it.
Well, let's send it out to Bob and Wally over at the two-way there.
Okay.
You guys, feel free to mambo or whatever the dance is.
Kick it off with the Gladiolas.
Will ever do. Oh, we take a trip to a friend. a dud. All the cats are dust, so what's the matter? So start to dance really close to me. On the side did agree. She hold me tight and squeeze me back. I was weak as the crocus sack. Don't come free.
Run, 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 run,
grab the knife that the butcher had.
Run,
run, run, run, run, when I leave Trinidad.
Calypso Joe,
Rotten jail, hide the crystal ball by defense, so they won't find no evidence. When you reach home, get into bed, they call the doctor and tie your head. Tell one each or invent a lie, got to have a good alibi. Run, Joe, carry positive, run, Joe, ah, he won't let me go. Run, Joe, run as fast as you can, run, Joe, because he holding me hand. Go get him out, please talk for me. Ah, oh, they'll charge me with the third degree. When you take me before the judge, I am going to deny the charge. If the judge asks me how I plead, not guilty, sir, most decidedly. You can see, judge, at a glance, I'm a victim of circumstance. Run, Joe, I suppose that's it, oh, run, Joe. I won't let me go, run, Joe. Run as fast as you can, run, Joe. The fuzzy holding me hand. Me mommy told me not long ago, boy, keep away from that no good Joe. If I do like me mama say, I wouldn't be in this trouble today. I'll be home by the break of day, if the judge believe what I say. And if he don't, I do the thing to behind the bars in me striped suit. Run, Joe, I suppose I said, oh, run, Joe, I won't let me go. Run, Joe, running fast as you can, run, Joe, the first he holding me hand.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Oh, meanwhile, back in your mammy's ass. That was our Apocalypso set.
So it was.
What up with that, eh?
What's going on in the production studio?
Some kind of punk rock experience. Mm. Anyway, that was, I guess all these guys, you know, at one point it looked like rock and roll was going out and Calypso was coming in. And
Robert Mitchum saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah, they all... Oh, boy, I should have brought that one.
It's unlistenable, man.
Anyway, that was Chuck Berry with Run, Joe. Richard Berry, Louie, Louie.
He did my favorite one of all, that song Havana Moon.
Mm.
That's really great.
The Trineers, Rock Calypso Joe. Wilbur Harrison with Tropical Shakedown and the Gladiolas, Run, Run, Little Joe.
Wilbur Harrison with that weird
the
Bobby Fuller guitar
just keep
sound.
Keep coming and coming, huh?
I know. Ideas, Inc.
I still got another one coming up. We got our Echo Perplexed set next.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Folks, go out and buy that second tape deck.
Anyhow, let's plug all this trash we're supposed to plug.
Okay.
Okay, WFMU benefit tonight over at the Umfug 315 Bowery in Manhattan. Bong water.
And let me pronounce it right for the one and only time. Das Damen.
Das Damen.
Yeah.
And Jandek.
Not Das Damien. And no, Jandek isn't playing. You, the listeners, get to, like, I don't know.
$10 to get in, and the money all goes to the WFMU Legal Defense Fund. Legal Defense
Fund. Is it
fund.
Funny if you've heard of Jandek?
Sam Bros 5, Sam Brothers 5 at Tramps, Mitro called and said nobody was there last night, so they're great, and you should go.
Yeah, they're really cool.
The Staple Singers at Sweetwater 8 and 10 tonight, Amsterdam Avenue, 68th Street in Manhattan. World Famous Blue Jays and Commander Cody, Tuesday at the Lone Star. The A-Bones, the Dragsters, and the Supertones, Wednesday, 40 Worth Street in Manhattan.
In opposite order. The music starts at about 9:30.
At about 93rd? Works its way down to Worth Street on a platform.
Uh-huh.
Open bed truck.
And a blimp.
The Senders tonight for free at the Continental Divide. And yet another WFMU benefit. And there's still more coming. In fact, we've got a Go-Go-Rama slated for June. This is over at PS 122 on 9th Street and 1st Avenue, and it's John Zorn performing something called Cobra. Not the lock you wrap around your bike.
No.
That doesn't really work.
Possibly
anyway,
Sylvester Stallone movie, but we've done that already.
We got about a half an hour left, and we got some more trash to get to, so unless anybody has something better to say, we're going to go right to the Echo Perplexed set with Johnny Wallin.
Excellent.
Okay. Hit it.
Touch of Wayne Eddy and his amazing Gretsch guitar with the hit record, The Lonely One. Have you ever wanted to play like that? Have you ever considered a career as a recording artist? You can, you know. Dick Lurie has taught thousands to play guitar and has starred on many records. The Dick Lurie Guitar Studios teaches only guitar. And for just $38, you can be on your way. Here's what you get. 10 private half-hour lessons with Dick Lurie. 2 guitar books, a guitar for your own use. And part of that $38 can be applied toward the purchase of the Gretsch guitar where Duane Eddy plays. Think of it. In just 10 lessons, you can play The Lonely One and other favorites. Call Dick Lurie at Superior 12064. That's Superior 12064. Be a star in your group this summer. Amaze your friends when school begins this fall. Call Dick Lurie at Superior 12064. Two studios downtown in Lyndhurst. Call now. No obligation. Superior 12064.
I'll read it any bit, that's all right with me. I'll read it any bit, that's all right with me. I'll read it any bit, I'll even set you free. I'll read it, read me, I'll read it, read me, 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 baby, that's all right with me.
Close now, Peachy Keens, while we brag just a little about the rings they got at Green's. I tell you, you like it. It's a beautiful thing. What do we mean? You know, the going steady, steady ring. That circle of gold, whose style imparts a high-class luster to intertwine hearts of your choice of yellow or real white gold. When you see them, you're going to be sold on the going steady ring or maybe the necklace design. They got them both down there in the Green jewelry line. Incredible, but true, man live. You can buy one for your girl for just $12.95. And if you don't have the cash, go on and take a peek, because Mr. Green will trust you. Only 50 cents a week is all it takes. Don't get lost, for goodness sakes. Remember the address. That's Green, 726 Euclid, next to the hip of the hip of the hip of the hip. See it going steady. And you'll want to take it ho.
The rockabye boogie is the latest way to rock your baby to sleep. The rockabye boogie is guaranteed to put your baby to sleep. But it won't do a thing unless you sing the rockabye boogie with a beat. Rock-a-bye, baby, oh, rock-a-bye, baby, sleeping in a big tree top. When the wind begins to blow, and baby's gonna rock and rock. When the limb breaks, the cradle will fall, and baby's gonna blow his top. Rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye, baby. She had so doggone many kids that she didn't know what to do. Come on, baby, go to sleep and shut those eyes of blue. Rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, 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 rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, rock-a-bye.
Come on, baby, shut those eyes and off to dreamland go. Yeah, rock a bye, boogie, rock a bye, boogie, rock a bye, rock a bye, boogie, rock a bye, boogie, rock a bye, rock a bye, boogie, rock a bye, boogie, rock a bye, rock a bye, boogie, rock a bye, boogie, rock a bye, rock a bye, boogie, rock a bye, boogie, rock a bye, rock a bye, boogie, rock a bye, boogie, rock a bye, boogie, rock a bye, boogie, rock a bye, rock a bye, boogie, rock a bye, 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 bye.
Mad Daddy Giggle here, Muffins and Men, and the Jungle Drums say it's just 8:10. Pump a jump a jing jing, on we go. This is our final style vinyl. Go! Here in Ubladi, and you know, it really seems funny to me that in this modern age, some people still persist in shaving with old-fashioned straight razors. Yeah! Ooh, that do smart. Well, hey, little stinkers, if you're starting to shave, try the Mad Daddy method, because I'm sure you'll rave about the peachy shave you get when you prune your peach fuzz with an adjustable Gillette. Because whether your shrubbery is thick or thin, you get the blade exposure and angle set that's tailored for your skin. Yeah, shaving comforts yours in spades with cool Gillette leather and Gillette blue blades. Now, you listen close, because this ain't no jive. By Gillette Adjustable, it's $1.95. But when it comes to razors, this is the greatest. You take it from your daddy, it's the latest. Try Gillette Adjustable. I'm sure you'll rave about the cool, clean, comfortable Mad Daddy Shave.
I'm going on down, down, up anyway. Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. You find the hound.
Yeah.
Echo. It's a good thing. It's like an instrument. It's like a whole... It makes everything sound better.
Yeah, it's the MSG, you know?
Except our echo doesn't sound very good today. It's kind of dirty. We got to clean those heads next week.
I guess so.
That was Fred making his Kingsman, baby. What do you want me to do? We heard Bob and Jerry with Ghost Satellite. The Davis Sisters, Rockabye Boogie, Jiving Joe Victor with Ready, Ready, Baby. Johnny Wallin with Mystery Train. Billy Miller once described it as sounding like the guy was just trying out an echo chamber.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so, you know, you guys come up with some theme sets.
I have.
It's true. Real Bruce has come up with a couple. It's hard to come up with about, you know, three or four every week.
This just seems like sort of backhanded back patting here, self-flick.
Well, you don't get paid for this thing, you know. I mean, geez. Just saying. I mean, for those of you who thought it was a really bad idea to play all those records in a row. Anyway, I've got very little else to say, right? There's no more news. Anything on your mind there, El Bruch? Where are we going to eat? Can we decide?
Yeah, that is what I've been thinking. Well, and we go to Frank's and, I don't know, fire away and fall back,
so to speak. Yeah. Okay, we'll do that. We'll go to Frank's. Anybody who's meeting us for dinner, that's where we're going.
We're going to Frankie's place.
All right, let's play some more records. We got one.
What if that guy's beating on the pots and pans, though, man?
Oh, man, I will take the pan and beat him to death.
He's a big guy,
though. Might be a little early for that. I don't care. Damn. Big and fat.
Nah, he's a nice guy, man. Don't tell him.
Big and fat, and he beats on pots and pans. It's annoying. You know, is he from Texas or something?
No, he's from Louisiana, where everybody's mentally ill.
Yeah, even the worst kind of Texan. Okay, let's got one queued up. The Floyd Dakeel combo.
Viva Las Vegas!
this is my girl you're dancing with. Excuse me, partner, for being so cold. But you see, we had a little argument. She said it was over. She said we were through. Wow, yeah, now. Pardon me, buddy. I'm cutting in on you. Excuse me, partner, for being so for the tears that she shed. But can you tell by the look in her eyes, she didn't mean a word that she said.
Now let's take these brown Hispanic people.
Sugar, my sugar baby.
This is a hit!
In the jungle.
Hey, that's about it. Yeah, yeah. So that was, let's just go through that. Jimmy Witherspoon with Endless Sleep. The Swingin' Mike Martinez with Sugar Baby.
What a guy.
Johnny Guitar Watson cutting in Floyd Dakeel combo. Look what you've gone and done. Willow Bridge, thanks for making the trip once again.
No sweat, man.
Go down and see him.
Get a nap there.
40 Worth Street Wednesday night.
Yeah, we'll be playing last. Check it out.
Brian Wedman, special weapons and tactics. Miss Sally, thank you very much. Roscoe the Vibe Meister. Laureus is up next with the praise jockeys. Okay.
The jockeys
the
of
Lord,
praise.
The crick. Eh.
I warn you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen. I'm paving on mine, so I'm moving on.